my friends. If you are not yet in Elysium on Jabber, if you want to ask questions and read along, the channel is Elysium on Jabber. Join Jabber, go to Elysium, put Jabber on dark mode, and put your windows on the side of the screen, and your Jabber experience is much better.
I think you broke people telling them Jabber has a dark mode.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really. You kind of have to hack it a little bit. Greg says light mode or GTFO, but he's like 80 years old, so I don't think his eyes can handle dark mode.
Wow.
Yeah. Tombstone, I am watching the Seminoles lose right now, and I'm praying on their downfall. Oh, it's so good for me. Are we going to Eve blockchain? No, no. I don't think I'll be talking much about that. I'll say, like, the one thing about Eve blockchain is that, you know, I don't think they put any money into this, as far as I know. I think it was all invested. Like, it was basically all VC, right? So, I don't think CCP's invested any of their money. I think that some of the tech they develop will probably filter back into Eve in one way or another, sort of like what they did, but the opposite, when they developed Walking in Stations so they can make a vampire MMO that never came out. We get some opposite effects for that for Eve blockchain going back into real Eve. So I'm pretty actually sanguine about it, that not really costing them anything. Not stealing from Eve, robbing Peter to pay Paul, right? Speaking of money, there is a sale going on right now on Plex, a pretty big sale. And we, so if you want to buy Plex, there's also a code people can use that gets 3% off. I think Marquee Dragon has that if someone wants to link it. But if you are a Plex buyer or Game Time buyer, there is a pretty big sale now. So just be aware. They do these every now and again. Yeah, a code for buying Plex, Vertivos. I don't know how to say your name. Wessex Lighthelm. I got your DM. I'm sorry I didn't reply to you. I was busy. But while I appreciate your idea of going into Horde space and attacking the rental space, there are no coalitions who would want to live in alliances that would want to live in former rental space of Horde because they couldn't hold it up after we left them. So that would be the downside of that idea. I get a lot of people sending me good ideas. I appreciate the people taking the time to DM me their thoughts about Eve and what's going on. And I try to answer everyone. So sorry I didn't get back to you yesterday, but there's your answer today. Yeah, Ragnar, we are making Gooncoin. Okay, so a couple things to talk about. So Zarzak nerf, thankfully, finally, Zarzak is nerfed. It is now no longer a superhighway between space. We said from the start that is... how it should work is that it should be polarized or something like that. It is now polarized. There is a 6-hour wait to use it that way. So it only took a year, but eventually it did happen. It was a stupid thing that it was able to be connected like that. It is a huge nerf to Zarzak itself. It is a giant buff to various fraternity FCs because they will no longer get their fleet pulled by a Dictor bubble and lose their entire fleet to the Zarzak effect. So it's good for both people.
I'd like to comment one thing.
Yeah,
This is a slight leak. It's not an NDA leak, it's an Ilum leak. Azure actually nailed it months before, or not months, it must have been weeks. In the lead up to Zarzak at one point, Azure goes, "I wonder if it's clue doors," and was completely correct. So I just wanted to credit him now in the aftermath.
There we go. All right. So, control delve. Horde has killed a couple of our Athenors that were not on ESI. They have been smugging. Even though they were not in ESI, I still do not like Horde smugging. And I would like you guys to show up to control all delve fleets. Everyone should have a Ferox ult. That is a mandatory requirement if you are in Goonswarm Federation. Please show up to control all delve. And I would like to shut down any further smugging of Athenors being destroyed. We have approximately, I think, 30,000 Athenors, so losing one or two is not going to break our backs, but I am petty, and I do not like any losses at all. And I have been informed that it has been over 6 weeks since I have told you guys that planetary interaction exists and that you should be doing the interaction with the planets. Guys, I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. We need PI, and we need lots of it. And now that I am a certified PI doer, no one has an excuse anymore. But Dynex Charger actually bent my fingers back, so I would tell you this. PI actually is very important. I know we make a joke out of it, but if you aren't running it, run it. It's free money. There you go. I've already streamed PI to encourage others, Wellwyn, and I don't know how encouraging it was, but it did happen. Okay. One thing I wanted to talk about on a more serious note is personal attacks. You know, we had an incident in the past where someone said something before they were a member here. You know, that has been addressed privately. It's, you know, if you have something to say about our enemies, if you want to say they're stupid, that's fine. If you want to say they're dumb, morons, whatever, that is fine. Please do not talk about people's real life in any way that relates to their real life. So if you want to say they're dumb, I'm on board with that. I don't care, you know, how you call them dumb. I don't care, you know, because that is a judgment about their Eve-ness. But if they are fat, if they are skinny, if they live in a weird place, whatever. We just don't want to hear about that. I think most people know this, and I think that people just sometimes get really hyped. You know, the Eve is a strong emotional game. People get really into it. So this is just a reminder, just like PI, an important one, that those kind of things are not appropriate here. So just keep that in mind. We're not like a hug zone. Like I said, you can insult people. You can have fun. It's say, you know, is this a real life characteristic or is this in the game? And that's really the metric I want you guys to use. All right. So my team is playing Testicle Tech here in a few minutes, but I'll take a couple questions. I got time for a couple questions before we play Testicle Tech. Sorry, Ball State. It's called Ball State Beyond. That's the name of the, yeah. Yeah, Ragnar, they won. We're good. Any Eve news? Zarzak just closed. We just talked about it. How long will this war deployment last? A few weeks more, at least. We have not had a very busy week this week, so I am definitely pimping out CAD and home defense, but we still have some goals left. So I am acknowledging that that this week has not been the most exciting, but we still definitely have a couple things left to do. So at least a few weeks. And after that, we will be heading home. Yeah, fourth time. Like is it going well? It's going really well. Some would say almost too well. You know, we kind of accidentally a whole bunch of space, and you know, I don't want to complain because that's, you know, that's a good thing. But it's also we didn't expect this necessarily. So yeah. Very well, but not going exactly how we envisioned, I guess. And we do have some plans to go forward with pushing forward into their space. We have taken a little break as far as operational pace because, you know, Initiative wanted to catch a little rest and RFCs wanted a little breathing time. So, like I said, it was a pretty boring week. I'm aware of that. Suffering from success a little bit. Yeah, there is a little bit of that. And as Kaznir just said, currently standing out well over the edge of the cliff while G-Sol rapidly builds the bridge out from underneath us. That's a pretty good example. I heard about a libertarian tank. It's one of those tanks that lays the road down as it goes ahead. And that's kind of how I feel about us right now, is the tank that lays its own road. But it does move kind of slow. So I do want to acknowledge that some of you guys have been like, hey, I'm a little bored. I totally get it. But we are definitely moving forward on some stuff we want to do. When is the next diplomatic update? Last was December 23rd. Okay, that's a good question. I will probably speak for CD without actually consulting them and say that probably in a month or two we can expect that. We're not going to give the conquered space back, asked Ragnar. So we're certainly not going to give it all back. We've taken a lot of space that maybe necessarily we don't want all of it, but no, we're not going to pull back out of catch, for instance. We're going to hold that space. I know Horde has been promising their members that they are they're going to come back and attack it as soon as we leave, and I would like to see that. I mean, I want to see that happen. I'm hopeful that they do that. That would be great. It seems like these guys basically only want to fight when there is no one to fight, and as we've seen over the last several months. So we will try to, basically what we're going to try and do is we're trying to set up a situation where, you know, I would rather fight their terms than not fight at all. And I know that they think that's dumb. Like we've discussed this before, but I would rather fight and give them an advantage than just fight at all. And this is a philosophy thing more than anything. If you're familiar at all with, you're reading about war games that the United States participates in, the U.S. often loses war games. And that doesn't make a ton of sense if you know the military situation of the world. The U.S. probably shouldn't be losing war games, but they intentionally put themselves in a bad place to learn. This goes way back. This is a very long time thing. For you long, long ago members, if you remember when we went up to Tribute, this was 2018, maybe 17, where we took Typhoons up and we were fighting Max and they had supers. We only had carriers. That was probably the first time we did this, where we intentionally put ourselves in the hole. And it was a lot of uphill for me, because I was the one who was pushing for this. And those fights were extremely good for us. We ended up losing, and I'm air quoting, losing those fights. And those fights came before the wins at X-47. That's how you prepare for that thing. So I'm just laying out a philosophy for you guys. And the philosophy is that we will fight uphill, so that when we fight for real, we're fighting downhill. And I strongly feel that way. One of the things I found worse about us, you know, going way back to like 2015, when we were basically rotting from the inside, after BTAC R wins and you know, that then we went into lots Viceroy.
Yeah.
Is that Hell Dunk or Blue Balls philosophy, you know, it's a good way to win a war, but like lose your soul. And if you look at our enemies, they have lost their soul. Like they've taken all the worst lessons from us, and turned them up to 10, actually to 11. So I'm just giving you guys, this is not about anything this week in particular or anything that's going on right now at this moment, but this is my philosophy. And as long as I'm running things, this is how we're going to do it. It's to fight. It's to fight against bad odds. It's to fight tough situations. You know, it's to go up into the north, kill 3 keep stars in a day, gate in supers through a gate that's jammed. You know, this is our philosophy. This is what we do. And so we're here right now, and we've taken a bunch of space, and they have basically put up no fight. They have run again, and they're backpedaling so much that the chain has come off the bicycle. But we will get to the point eventually where they will have reached their, where they feel that they are safe, right? And when they feel they're safe, we'll continue to take those fights. And then it will turn against us because they will have the advantages. That's okay. That's what we want. This doesn't matter, right? Going into fucking Wicked Creek and fighting over a fort, it's not going to make or break Goonswarm Federation. It doesn't matter in that sense. It matters in the sense that we're going to get some action, that you guys are going to have some fun. And if the BR at the end says, you know, they killed 120 bill and they only lost 70 bill, I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter. What matters is getting better at the game. What matters is learning. What matters is our FC getting experience. These are all the important things that I really, truly care about. And like no one remembers BRs. No one remembers them. You don't even, like, even at M2, you remember it was a win, but you couldn't tell me what the numbers are. Like, no one knows them. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to keep on saying this because I know we get a lot of new members all the time. And it's really, really important that you guys understand how we think, how we feel, and what is important to us. So I think I've made this pretty clear. So what does that mean going forward? How are we going to apply that in the next few weeks? We're going to keep looking for fights. But we have to, lay down some infrastructure. We've gone very far, very fast. And so that is sort of why we have this pause. But the end goal and what you're going to see coming up, in the next few weeks, will be us putting ourselves in that situation again, where we are in the position to have a fight and where we're in the position to take a fight and where we're in the position to say, hey, let's fucking fight. It doesn't matter that they have the advantage. We're going to take the fight, and we're going to get better. And that's my philosophy. So there's a nice little wrapped up bow on a philosophy. And so you guys can understand me better and understand what our leadership is trying to do better. And with that, I am going to go watch a football game. I want to thank you guys so much for showing up. Please, the thing I want to emphasize this week, the most, is be there for Cad. I am petty, and I do not want them to get little wins at home. I do like crushing them, even if we are taking fights that don't matter. These ones do matter to me. So I will talk to you all next week. You guys have a lovely week. See you there.